T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, Gordon keeping us on air and enjoying some Publix OJ over there. Dylan's hanging out back at the station. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We have had so much stuff brought our way. We just had the Cransational croissants from Boar's Head brought over. And, Bo, you just dove into them. It's chicken breast salad made with mayonnaise, cranberries, golden raisins, green onions. How was that?
Yeah, I tasted all those. It's good.
That a boy.
It's good.
And yeah, you went lizard tongue right there for a second.
Then I washed it down with a nice Sprite Zero. Zero sugar, but it's winter spiced cranberry.
Yeah, Daryl over there at Coca-Cola is hooking us up with all the holiday flavors that aren't out quite yet.
And I'm going to tell you that it didn't do for me what apparently that Coke Zero Vanilla did for you, but it did pretty good. It's pretty good.
They're going to be real upset when we show back up here on Monday. They didn't even know we were coming.
I'm just
going to show back up and be like, are we not working here today? Sorry.
They got any vodka here I can mix it with.
All right.
Well, here are the headlines you need to know before you head out the door. The Blue Jays, of course, are taking on the Dodgers tonight. They are trying to win the World Series tonight. They're up 3-2. First pitch is at 8 o'clock in Toronto. Hawks play tonight against the Pacers. We still don't know exactly what's going to be happening with Trey Young at this point. No news usually is good news at this point. Makes us a little bit nervous, right?
Uh-huh. I always think no news is bad news. I don't know, with injuries, I don't know. I saw the injury, and I'm hoping for the best.
You're a strange cat, man, because anything sports-related as far as, like, how the team's playing, you're always, like, bright side. Like, we'll get it together. We'll hook it up. But if it's an injury, you're like, man, just waiting for the other shoe to fall here. You know what I mean? We're about to fall apart. We're on the cliff. Here we go.
It just makes sense. I mean, look, we just went through a Braves season where every pitcher in the starting rotation at some point in time was on the IL.
Yes.
Like, we literally lost our right tackle before the season started. There's 35 people on the limited participation yesterday
the
in practice.
The entire active roster.
I mean, so I'm a little bit snake bitten right now when I see Trey Young get rolled up on like he did, or roll in, you know, kind of rolling into his knee and bent back or however, you know, kind of sideways or whatever. I don't know, man.
I say we should start manifesting health into our sports team.
Right,
let's go.
Start speaking it into existence. So, Trey Young is going to be okay.
Yeah,
Trey Young is
going to
be okay.
Right. Dylan, my mental was good, really, until last segment. And then we bring up things that.
Yeah, it's true.
Just, you know.
There are certain scores that should never be uttered on this.
I mean, I get it's Halloween and everything.
It was spooky.
It's Halloween. It's this weekend. Who we're playing? It's there. Okay. Yeah. It was there. I apologize that I brought it up. Won't do it again.
Okay.
All right. So let's turn our focus to the game this weekend. The Falcons are playing the Patriots. And I do want to play some audio from Zach Robinson talking about Dwayne Ledford and the run game.
Coach Led does a great job bringing those guys in at the end of the week and kind of saying, hey, here's the run plan. I'm doing the pass install. They kind of have a mini run meeting just to kind of go through the looks, what we're anticipating, here's what we're thinking. And so none of that has to change because that's been consistent throughout the season, and obviously we've had a lot of success up until the last couple weeks doing that. So, again, it's just – executing, everybody doing what your job is supposed to do. You do your 1/11th, and the rest of it will take care of itself.
I'm gonna try not to make a joke of this.
Well, hold on. I think let me decipher. Here's what I want to hear. Here's what I hope he's saying. Let me put it this way: how we go about preparing in the run for the run game each week, and the plan for the run game each week doesn't need to change. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That's what I hope I'm hearing.
My joke was going to be, this has got to be the shortest meeting in the history of meetings. You just walk in there and go, hey, guys, looks like we're going to run wide zone this week. All right. And just stay on your track, lock on, and try to drive them. Finish your block.
But
see y'all later.
But what I want – but see, that – and what I also want to believe, though, that's not right either. That what he's saying – well, I know it's not really right. But, hey, you know what? Remember the other day we ran that counter and we got us like, what, 9 yards. Oh, we're gonna sprinkle a few more of those in, and you know what? There's this guy who played here years ago. Wants us to do a pin and pull. We're gonna do a couple pin and pulls.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what Coach Led's going with. yeah, but if he is listening, hey, a little more pin and pull. Just great. Maybe a little gaps game. I don't know. Could get weird. Get the playmakers out in space. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I think when you look at it, the problem has been, and let's diagnose. We can harp on play selection, but let's just dive into what actually has gone wrong with the wide zone that they do run. They've been misidentified, point blank. And when they have identified it correctly, when the linebackers have triggered and gotten downhill, they've gotten downhill faster than we're accustomed to them doing defensively. And so, when you attach a tight end to the front of a formation, you run wide zone towards that tight end, it changes the assignments. Safety rolls down in the box. All of a sudden, that changes the assignments. You attach Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner to whatever's going on. The corner outside changes the assignments. You got to make sure the fronts are all blocked up. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When you run wide zone, there's two different ways to do this, right? Sometimes coaches say, hey, I want you to stay on your 45 track. Whoever comes into your area, you latch on and you drive them, all right? Or you identify the Mike, which identifies the Will linebacker, which gives you the kind of count, one back from Mike, two back from Mike, whatever it is, and you make sure that you are kind of divvying things up. The problem is that when one of those guys is beat, one of those guys misidentifies, or maybe that fourth blocker away from the center doesn't hear the call, everything gets haywire. And then you add in the fact that these guys are triggering so hard once Bijan is in the pistol, right? Because we know that it's not coming from shotgun. Once Bijan is in the pistol, that they're all coming downhill very, very quickly, and it becomes harder to block. So, yeah, I mean, there's the nuts and bolts of it is they got to work on the identification, but they also have to actually latch on and finish their blocks.
The other thing I want to play for you guys is the conversation that Raheem Morris had with Dukes and Bell the other day, that exclusive interview he does with them every single Wednesday. He talked about not needing to bring in outside help for our offense.
No, that's not how we do stuff. And then the IQ thing, you got to completely separate all of those things. You know, we moved on for the reasons we moved on that we talked about. You know, this is not one of those situations. This is a situation that you got to go out there and you got to get better and go out there and execute what you got to do. You know, and that's what we had to do this week, and we didn't do that. So, like, we'll go out, we'll get better, we'll do all things we need to do.
You want to translate that one for
put to bed the Ike Hilliard stuff. I think he started hearing being asked, because he was asked in the same thing, well, you moved on from Ike, why, you know, but you're not moving on from Zach. And I think you got to put to bed the Ike Hilliard stuff because, guys, he got fired after week three. Your offense had actually their two best offensive performances after he got fired. So Ike Hilliard being here, wasn't a sacrificial lamb. Him not being here is not why the offense has struggled.
I also don't think that he was fired just for an on-field product. I think it was probably a number of things in those events and those conversations coming away from the on-field product that probably led to that.
I don't disagree at all with that. But the reality is people want to pin the last 2 weeks. Well, you know, you scapegoated Ike. Well, who else are you going to scapegoat? I just don't think that's the case. I don't think Raheem Morris said we sucked this week. Who can I fire? Who's my least favorite person? Because if you actually know anything about the inside of the building, Ike Hilliard wasn't anybody's enemy in there. Like, nobody thought, that's my least favorite guy, right? He was one of the nicest people in there. But that doesn't always get the job done, or that doesn't maybe run things right. But so I think that's one thing. The second part is, look, I don't know. Like we've seen teams struggle with, you know, like last year Baltimore struggled with a first-year coordinator, and they brought in Dean Pease midway through the season, and he helped turn their defense around. Is there a guy like that that Zach Robinson has a relationship with that has an NFL, not Mike Gundy in an off college, but an NFL offense that could help him that's not already on a staff? I don't really know. Maybe there's a guy for Raheem like that. But they think they have the answers in the building is what he's telling you, and they're going to stick with what they have in the building where they think they have the answers. Let's hope he has the answers.
Can I give you one?
Sure.
Because I thought about this yesterday, and you did a good job bringing this up yesterday. And I was talking about how maybe after the season you go look at like a Slowick or something like that. But a name popped at me yesterday. What about Bill Callahan? Brian Callahan gets fired. His dad, the offensive line coach, walks out with him. I know that Bill Callahan knows his way around an NFL playbook.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to just have him in the building. But I know that that's not going to happen, and I believe Raheem. And I believe that he completely trusts Dwayne Ledford, and he deserves that trust. But that is a name out there that I would be like, man, that would be nice.
Don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to ask you. Off the top of your head, what's Bill Callahan's experience with wide zone?
He's done it in the past. Yeah. He's done it in the past.
And everybody can get mad or whatever, but guys don't bring in guys in the middle of the season unless they have a real relationship with him. So then I would go to, what's Raheem's relationship with Bill Callahan? Does anyone on that staff know Bill Callahan? Bill Callahan is not the most, when you think about me, you think about a nice, easy to get along with person.
Yeah.
Bill Callahan doesn't come off that way to me. What?
All I'm saying, and to further that point, you asked, like, hey, what is his, you know, background with the wide zone? Even better if his background's not with the wide zone. I don't need him to coach wide zone.
Well, I guess the problem is what do you know that can play off of what they do with the wide zone? I don't know how you, and you know this, I don't think you can come in and just say, well, we're going to slowly pivot to a different blocking scheme, primarily in the run game.
No, I don't think they should pivot at all. I think what would happen is Bill Callahan comes in and goes, man, I like what y'all are doing. We did do this one thing differently at one of my stops, and it really worked well for us. Maybe this is something you can implement in short yardage.
And I don't – look.
Boom, let's go.
And I'm not sitting here poo-pooing bringing in someone. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just saying where would they go, and that's why you have to look at guys that they've been around. Because remember, Dean Pease had been with John Harbaugh in Baltimore before. He knew some guys on that staff. He's also been on every staff in football once. So –
well, I feel like I got to say what listeners are thinking. I've seen a tweet about it. Raheem might not want outside help on offense, but I am hearing Mikey P over here give out idea after idea after idea. It might be worth a conversation.
I just don't – like, what's the downside of having Bill Callahan? I can't think of one.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we're gonna let anybody come in there, I mean, I know that he doesn't necessarily want it, and he'll get mad at me for mentioning it, but – just give Arch a headset. Let him call plays. I tell you what, that guy, because that guy will call plays sometimes and be, hey, this is what I would do here, and then boom. So
right now, Mike Conti somewhere punching the air because you giving out ideas like that. No, he has a headset.
Well, coming up,
I'll miss him.
Coming up, we got to zoom out, take a look at the NFL all the way around. Lamar Jackson made his return last night. Seems to be totally back. We'll cover Thursday night football with the morning shift live from Publix Indicator on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Halloween. It's the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's hanging out with us out here, keeping us on air, and Dylan is back behind the glass at the station. What is the latest thing you have tried out here at Publix? Because they keep bringing us all the goodies.
I don't know, dude. Like, my head is on a swivel. I don't even know where to go. I'm just eyeballing those donuts right now. It's just... I'm just trying not to let it get out of hand. I thought I learned my lesson. One bite of each thing. I haven't been able to hold true to that, and here we are. So, yeah, full belly. I'm trying to make myself lose my appetite looking at your candy corn, but other than that, we're on a good trajectory.
No, I'm so happy this candy corn has been presented to me today by Ron. Thank you very much, Ron, for bringing that, because the Brookhaven police gave Bo some candy corn last week. I took it, put it in my trick-or-treat buckets for tonight, but unfortunately, it's all gone because it's been sitting by the stairs. I got organized early. Had it out, all the candy's ready to go. But every time I walk by, I've been grabbing just a little fun size thing of candy corn. It's all gone. So now I've got to replenish storage there.
You got issues, man. I'll just leave it at that. Look, if you love candy corn, this is a good place to get it at Publix. But if you don't like it, I don't blame you. Come get some Almond Joy.
The address, if you want to come by and come see us this morning, is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. We're going to be here until 9 a.m. You could be efficient with your Friday morning. Go ahead and get your groceries as you stop by and see us the morning shift here at Publix. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. The Ravens won last night in Thursday Night Football. They beat the Dolphins 28-6. Lamar Jackson made his return and threw four touchdown passes.
Pretty efficient.
Not going to lie, man. You know what I'm going to say. I was watching it going, this could be us. You know what I mean? Just ripping the Dolphins defense apart, shutting down their pass game and everything they tried to do offensively. And I'm like, why can't we have nice things? You know what I mean? Like, everybody else has done this to the Dolphins all year and we get blown out at home. It's just frustrating, but it is what it is. Lamar Jackson's good. He's back in the fold. And we talked about it yesterday, man. That's a team that with the stretch of opponents they have, they can get that defense whipped into shape, they're going to make a run, and they're a good football team.
Well, their record says they're not a good football team right now, but I think they got talent all over the roster. They're trying to get healthy. Lamar Jackson came back and played. Man, he's really efficient. You know, 18 of 23 for 200 yards. And you know, he didn't do much in the run game. He didn't need to, though, because Derrick Henry was running through some football. Man, he ran over a dude inside the 10 last night, and I felt it at home. I was like, oh, man. My back hurts all of a sudden. Like, he just absolutely pulverized, dude. I can't think about what we don't do against teams that other teams do. That just puts me. I mean, are you guys trying to put me in a bad mood today? You want me to be angry? I mean, 28-3. Then you come up last week's loss. Why couldn't we do that? I mean, I'm in
week's
Publix.
Loss.
I'm happy. I'm in a good place. I got all this food around me and.
I think last week's loss to the Dolphins is pretty applicable to what we're talking about on this radio station.
Can't let it beat you this week, Mike.
You know what? If I was in the meetings up there in Fire Branch, I'd probably have that same attitude. But it turns out we're at Publix right now.
Well,
so I think it's probably fair fodder.
Tomorrow when I get on that plane, I'm not going to be thinking, oh, I hope we don't pull another Miami. You know?
You're not?
No.
That's what I'm going to be thinking when you get on the plane. I'm going to be like, Bo. Get their minds right.
I'm going to be
England bound, baby.
I'm thinking, hey, does this TV got CBS? No, it's ESPN now. My bad. It's ABC. I don't even have to worry about CBS for Florida, Georgia anymore.
It's if they don't have YouTube TV on the plane. Are you going to be getting on the plane thinking you're about to go whoop New England? Is that like What are you going to be thinking about on the plane if you're not going to be thinking about, I hope we don't catch another loss?
The Ville Parm I'm going to have when I go to the Italian restaurant.
Oh, wow.
See, that's exactly what happened.
All right, we're going to move on to Dexter Lawrence. He called Giants legend Carl Banks delusional. I know, Bo, you're all in on the drama, so give us the hot goss on this one.
Talk about getting on airplanes. I wouldn't want to be – now, Carl Banks is obviously a legend there, and he's much bigger than me, but – Dexter Lawrence is a big man, and I don't know if I would want to irritate him. He basically went on his podcast and said, Dexter Lawrence, nobody respects you anymore. Nobody. Banks is very critical of how Lawrence has played this year, and Dexter Lawrence was asked about it. He said, man, those are strong words. That's how he feels. Blanket. And the blank was with an F. And so I don't think it was – and I don't think he said it as, you know, nonchalantly as I did there. I do not know why you wanted to step in that with Carl Banks. That's, you know, we talk about this all the time about being critical, and I think most players understand what we do and that we can be critical, and that they know that that's just like them going out and doing whatever it is their task is that week in the game. That's our task, right? That's our job. But when you make it personal, I think you've crossed lines. I don't think that's when you relationships get blown up and you find yourself not doing and being in some of the environments that you can get stuff out of it, right? And really know what's going on. To me, this sounds personal. He sounds like it was made personal. And I think that's definitely how Dexter Lawrence took it.
Yeah, you know what's unfortunate about this? I know that Carl Banks was a good player in his own right, and maybe that's putting it mildly, but sometimes when I hear stuff like this, because the Falcons have players that'll do certain stuff like this as well.
Yeah, they do.
I know that Roddy is very outspoken about the way this team plays. Harry's obviously on ESPN. You have other players from the past of this team that'll step out and say things sometimes, and I look at it and I'm like, do these people not remember how hard this is? You know what I mean? And I think usually when you talk about a guy like Dexter Lawrence, it's like an effort thing, but I got to tell you, we haven't played the Giants, but I've watched Dexter Lawrence on film, and maybe it's not as good in the run game in the past, but he is still very good rushing the passer, and I'd love to have him down here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at him going, you might not be afraid of him, but he would play on my defense if I was coaching that guy.
I've had the privilege of being around some ex-players and seeing how they watch the game, and then and for the most part, they have that thought process that Mike just said. But again, I have seen some guys on Twitter that used to play for this team that I covered the team when they played. And some of the things they say, I'm like, God, you sound like the guy that's had 12 beers in the 300 section. like you did this. You know how hard it is. I know how hard it is, and I just talk to you guys every week. Like, so it's just surprising to me that an old school guy like Carl Banks did this, but there's something going on. There is something deeper.
Well, and of course we got to mention the Patrick Mahomes Josh Allen showdown. Bills play the Chiefs Sunday at 4:25.
Dude, it's gonna be such a good game. And obviously, I think we'll be glued to that one. You know, after the game finishes up for us on Sunday, and I'm sure that Bo and everybody else will be watching that one on the plane. But that's a showdown between MVP candidates. Every single year, when you have one of those guys, you never feel like you're out of it, and those matchups have always been legendary.
Yeah, it's not the same Chiefs offense we saw the first 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's starting to roll. Mahomes has gotten comfortable with the weapons. I think Rashee Rice coming back has been pretty good. And they're playing, man. They're offensively, they're playing as a unit that complements each other. I saw multiple times last week, you saw Mahomes hold the ball and finally lead the pocket. And at one point in time, Kareem Hunt had stayed in a pass block situation. And because no one came, he leaked out, followed Mahomes across the formation, and was open for a touchdown. And one with Kelce, where he was in the block, finished his block, and guy goes down on the ground, and he leaks out and goes up for like a 50-yard gain. I mean, they're doing the little things. That's essentially the same, Mike, is coming back to your quarterback when he moves out of the pocket, right? I mean, that's kind of I think that's part of it, and we need a little bit more of that on our offense.
All right, we've previewed college, we previewed the NFL. Now you guys are going to have to make your picks. So that's coming up next, along with Fair or Foul Friday. If the Dodgers turn things around, winning the World Series for the third time since 2020 makes them a dynasty. Think about it. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Publix in Decatur on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yep. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's on site with us. Dylan is behind the glass back at the station. Dylan, head on a swivel for fair or foul. There might be a question about you coming up shortly. I will say, I did not put this on the list of Halloween music for Dylan to play today because I just knew Bo would be like, this is the nightmare before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not a Halloween song.
He does tend to go Abe Gordon on us a little bit when that happens, man.
He always takes it. What I feel bad about is he takes his shots at Dylan.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Cranberries Monster is not a Halloween song. And I'm like, I told Dylan to play it.
Thank you for standing up for me, Allie. I appreciate that.
I do.
Let me tell you what happened.
It's a good movie.
Let me tell you what happened here in the break, Dylan, because somebody's feeling themselves right now. All right? And it ain't me, for once. You know, Little Miss Vanilla Coke Zero over here gets brought. They bring Mike Gordon and myself a charcuterie board, which everyone knows any self-respecting chef that makes a charcuterie board puts meat in it. They brought Allie a fruit tray over here. She's got strawberries, just like apple slices. I don't know, oranges or tangerines. One, maybe both. Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, none she's a yogurt short of a parfait.
And so, but they brought it to her first, and they said, hey, you know, we're gonna bring these guys something else, but we wanted you to have this while they get something else.
Somebody gets
and
treated
so,
special.
So she is like little Miss It right now in her own mind because she's got her Coke Zero Vanilla and a little fruit bowl over there.
I just want to point out they're treating us so well here at Publix because, yes, they did bring us the Coca-Cola. Daryl over there brought us the holiday flavors of Coke Zero, the holiday creamy vanilla, and then we have the Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. And then you guys have been brought the Boar's Head charcuterie boards. These are imported meats and cheeses that are not out until the holiday season begins, which is just insane that you guys are like the first two in Atlanta that get to try this.
Yeah, and those like olives are from Greece or something. I think is what he said, or somewhere overseas.
I believe it's Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, imported from Italy.
I think the most important thing here is just to point out that Publix covers everybody, and they care about all their customers, vegan, non-vegan, all of them.
I probably told him I was moving in.
Somebody
I was like, straight up. Put
somebody
a curtain.
Record that and put the Publix jingle underneath it, and Dylan's down.
Well, we are going to be out here until 9 a.m. this morning. If you would like to stop by, do some grocery shopping, the address to put in your GPS is 2720 East Ponce de Leon. Ave in Decatur. So come see us again. We'll be out here until 9 a.m. Now we got to set the stage for Man Up Monday. Mike and Bo are going to have to make some picks right now. Dylan, where are the records at this point?
Record-wise, both still looking pretty good right now. We got Mike at a solid 21-12-1, and then we got Bo at 19-14.
Might as well put a 1 behind mine too, just so it's lineal or whatever the word is. I mean, geez.
I think he was looking for linear. I think that's what he was.
Yeah,
looking
linear. I mean, I don't know how. I question the records because, like, should Mike have an extra loss or, like, I don't know. Just something's off here, Dylan.
I feel like I did it right, but obviously, like you said, the math isn't mathing. So.
Well, then I got cheated to win.
Or a loss.
All right.
A win.
Let's go ahead and focus on this week. Your picks for college. We've got number 5, Georgia at Florida. UGA is favored by 7.5. Over under is 50.5. Where are you starting with this?
I don't know. The over. The over. I'm taking the over at 50.5 because, look, I think this is going to be a better game than people think. As I said earlier, I do think Florida can run on Georgia. Georgia is they have a good average when it comes to run defense, but they've been susceptible at times to the run game. I mean, I think they give up 140 to Auburn, and I think that is actually how Florida's offense works the best, and I would like to think that with Napier now gone and somebody else doing the play calling, it's going to be emphasis to get their what I believe is their best run offense, Jaden Ball the ball.
I realize where your heart is at. My brain, though, is in the right place. This has got Georgia written all over it, minus the points. I don't care if it was 2 touchdowns, Georgia minus the points in this game this weekend. I'm not going to make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
And if it goes that way, the over's a good pick too, because 50.5 is a low number for a game that has a 7.5 point spread to me.
You don't think that this game could end 28-7?
I think this game. I think this game could end, 28-24 or 41-10.
Okay. I'm
taking
Georgia. Georgia minus the points. Done. Easy. Easiest pick.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right, number 9, Vanderbilt at number 20, Texas. Texas is favored by 3.5. Over-under is 46.5.
I'll go first on this one. I'm going to take the under on this, 46.5. The under. Vanderbilt's offense, for all the things Diego Pavia does, has not played great. Texas still has a ton of talent on their defense. I think that maybe their offense comes alive and makes plays in space, but Vanderbilt's defense plays well. I know Texas is excited to get home and be in front of their home crowd for the first time in, a month or more than a month. But I can see the under happen in this one, 46.5. Give me the under all day.
You don't know who's playing quarterback for Texas right now. I know Arch has been through concussion protocol so far this week. I'm taking Vandy in the points. The 3.5 makes me really think they think Texas is half a point better right now at Vandy at home. To Vandy at home. I'll take Vandy in the points. I think Vanderbilt might run the rest of the season out.
All right, moving on to the NFL. We've got Colts at Steelers. Indiana is favored by 3.5, over under 50.5.
I think I'm going to go over 50.5 on this one. I think Aaron Rodgers and that offense, Arthur Smith, I think that they can play at a high level. I think their defense has let them down at times. And look, Indiana Jones and the Colts have been pretty good offensively. They've put up points in each game they've played. So give me the over 50.5. We'll see how it pans out.
This to me might have been the toughest one of them all, because that's such a low over for an offense like Indianapolis that's putting up constantly 28-plus points, right? I mean, they've been pretty good. And the Steelers – I thought the Steelers' offense did decent last week against Green Bay. And
yeah,
it was a good defense. So, I actually like Mike as well. I like the over.
Okay, Broncos at Texans. Houston is favored by 1.5. Over-under is 40.5.
Dylan, why Dylan? Dylan picks these games for us. Why are we picking Broncos and Texans? What are we doing
well,
here?
Well, hold on. They're, the Broncos are one of the better teams in football, and I don't know what Texans are 3-4. This screams like I'm trying to trip you guys up. Pick.
Yeah.
And I took the bait last week and said over 41.5. I'll take that. And guess what? They scored 41. I'm taking the under. Two of the better defenses at getting after you are the Texans. The Broncos have like 36 sacks, I think, already, maybe more. C.J. Stroud and that offense, they've had their moments with giving up sacks. I don't know, man. I'm taking the under. This game smells.
This is how y'all earn the moniker of best picking show on the station. I'm helping y'all
by,
keep that
by making
that
them as
title.
Hard as they can so we yeah. trip up.
All right.
No, because y'all, other I guy, know y'all going to get them right. I have belief in y'all.
There's a show today that's going to pick, like, an Akron game. Okay, and so when we're picking over-unders on Texans Broncos.
I just picture Dylan walking in going, oh, yeah, I thought you were going to pick Chiefs and Bills. Yeah, here you go. How about Broncos Texans? No, I think the answer for me is the Texans. Remember, we picked Texans last week against San Fran. They were favored by 2.5. Made no sense. Vegas knew. They cover that one. They're going back to the well. I'm going back to the well. Texans are 1.5-point favorites against a good Broncos team. They're at home. Give me the Texans minus the points. I think I'm going to ride that D'Amico train as long as I can.
Before we get to my rando pick of the week, I want to mention that this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. All right, different flavor this week. For my rando pick this Sunday, we've got the NASCAR Championship at Phoenix Raceway. Who are you going to pick?
Dude.
We've got Denny Hamlin at plus 200, Kyle Larson plus 250, William Byron plus 275, and Chase Briscoe at 370. Who you going with, guys?
My heart wants it to be Denny Hamlin. He's never won a championship in his life, but I'm going to pick Kyle Larson to win. He's the best driver on the planet. He's plus 250. I hate to say that, and I hope our boy Doug's not listening, because Kyle Larson, the wheel man, he is a former champion. He has won it before. I think that the Hendrick guys will play off each other out there at Phoenix, and I think Kyle Larson gets it done for his second title.
My heart and Denny Hamlin would never be spoken in the same sentence in any way that is nice for him. I think Chase Briscoe has, like, oddly enough, really had a great year, and I think he's under the radar. He obviously went to a new team. He got the morning shift interview at one point this year.
Yeah, he did. Friend of the show, Chase Briscoe.
I'm going Chase Briscoe plus, what, 375, I think? I got a feeling, and what's going to happen is NASCAR has been a lot of talk about their point system, and people hate it, people love it, people are indifferent on it, and they might be changing it. And just to put a – bow, all pun intended, on this system, Chase Briscoe is going to win it and make everyone irate.
That's right. Very possible.
You guys will have to own up to all of this for Man Up Monday.
As a reminder, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Fair or foul Friday, Allie?
Fair or foul. We're going to have to move quick on these. Turning your porch light off on Halloween is the neighborhood equivalent of unfriending everyone under 12.
Foul. It's foul because you might not be there. You might not have candy. You might have been busy. You might have a baby that you're dealing with.
Oh.
Foul.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, there's nuance, there's caveat. I'm going to have it on most tonight, but yeah, at some point, it's getting turned off. And all those little 12-year-olds that are dressed up like whoever else out there, Taylor Swift, nah, man, y'all go home. It's too late.
Well, you didn't have to be that way about it.
I know. By the way, if you
somebody's
don't have
got a baby at home.
If you don't have your candy yet, feel free to stop by Publix to get your candy.
Good call.
Fair or foul, if the Dodgers turn things around, winning the World Series for a third time since 2020 would make them a dynasty.
I hate to say it, but that's absolutely fair. 3 in 5 years is a dynasty. I don't care who you are. It makes me sick to my stomach to think of that, but it is what it is. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah,
I mean, they paid for it, so they might as well get it.
The Hawks' first couple weeks haven't been what we expected. However, this year's team will work it out and win most of the games and win the most games since the 2014-2015 season when they won 60. They have not surpassed 50 wins since that season.
Oof, man.
I think the Vegas number was around there. Before the season,
I think
right
it was
around 50.
46.5 is what I think
so
it was.
Right around. I think it's foul. I don't think they win 50 games. It's hard for me to say fair anyways with Trey, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. I want to say fair, but it's hard for me to go there right now because fully healthy, Vegas had him at 46.5, and I hate Vegas because they're always right.
Yeah, I'm on board with what he's saying. I'd be curious to see if Trey is out, what kind of move they make to try to bring somebody in. They can't move forward with Keaton Wallace running the point the entire whatever, however long Trey's out. But, I don't think they get to 50, but hopefully they're at least in mid-40s and up and they get a good seed.
Fair or foul, Dylan will have a new car on Monday.
Foul. Just going with the tendencies. Foul.
Foul.
Simone's coming home, though.
I want to believe in him, but I just feel like he's going to show up in an Uber at work. You know what I mean? It's like hard to believe in him.
I can't wait to that text. Hey, who's getting there the earliest tomorrow?
One last one. Fair or foul? I will have enough time before wake up call to go get a few groceries here at Publix and check out.
Foul. Nope. But you can definitely get plenty of them after
well,
the show.
I know.
It's hard for me to answer. I don't know how efficient of a shopper you are. It would be fair for me.
We just got to point her to the tofu section, and she'll be in and out.
Oh, that's right.
A matter of minutes.
That's right. I did forget that the grocery store has shrunk for you.
If we can just get the French fries and the tofu, we're locked in. We're going. Oh, and obviously some Coke Zero Sugar.
Definitely fair.
That's
fair.
All right. Coming up, we do have the wake-up call on deck, 404-726-0929. Are you keeping your lights off tonight for Halloween? Are you into the whole trick-or-treating thing or not? And also, what do these Falcons need to do to get a win in New England? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.